And welcome back. Before we talk about the show newsies, here are some of the stories our St. Louis Public Radio newsroom is following today. A Missouri House panel is set to review a proposal to ban lobbyist gifts to lawmakers as part of a wave of legislation aimed at clamping down on the state's ethics laws. A vote is expected later today. U.S. Senator McCaskill is holding a field hearing in Jefferson City today of the Senate Special Committee on Aging. It's listening to testimony on opioid drug addiction. McCaskill says that last year, drug overdoses killed more than 40,000 Americans. Nearly two-thirds of those overdose deaths were related to opioids other than heroin. And Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway will release details of an audit of the St. Louis Recorder of Deeds office this afternoon. The audit was prompted by Sharon Carpenter's resignation as recorder in 2014 over nepotism allegations. You can learn more about these and other stories this afternoon on St. Louis Public Radio and throughout the day at stlpublicradio.org. You know, countless boys and girls have sat in the audience at St. Louis's Fox Theater and dreamed of one day performing on its stage. For one young man from Ladue, that dream is coming true. Alex Pracken was a Muni kid, now he's 23, and in a touring Broadway musical called Newsies. Newsies opens tonight at the Fox Theater and runs through the end of the month. It's loosely based on the New York Newsboys strike of 1899. A delivery boy named Jack leads a strike against publishers including Joseph Pulitzer, who started the New York World as well as the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Bracken, who gives us a sneak peek of the set.
It's three very tall towers, and the first big entrance I do is climbing up into these towers, and we do this big reveal, big music reveal, and all the newsies turn around, and it's very exciting. Playing around in our big towers is kind of like a jungle gym. We get to run up and down numerous stairs, and we steal each other's hats. We place sword fights with sticks. It's a very fun opening to the show.
So you feel very much at home on the stage and in that set, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, I've been wanting to be an actor since I was 3 years old. I was one of those weird kids who, you know, danced along to Wizard of Oz. I knew all the choreography. I knew all the songs. And I always kind of knew that I wanted to be up there on stage. And it's always been part of my plan.
How do you feel about coming to St. Louis?
Oh my gosh, it's very exciting. I've actually never played the Fox before, and the Fox is one of, if not the biggest theater that we play the entire tour. And you know, we see all sorts of different theaters, but there are very, very few that are one the size of the Fox, but two are as majestic and detailed as the Fox Theater is. So it's going to be very, very exciting to play that house.
What about the fact that it's your hometown?
I mean, that is also very exciting. it's nice. It really is a dream come true. I mean, I got the opportunity to perform in Les Mis at the Muni 2 summers ago, which was also amazing. But there's something very special about performing in front of the town that you grew up in and to the people that helps you to get where you are today. A lot of my mentors and old teachers are going to come, and it's just really awesome to be able to say to them, hey, look, I'm doing this really awesome thing now because in part of how much help and how much you helped me along the way when I was back here in St. Louis. So I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Does it make you a little bit nervous as well?
No, I don't really get nervous for the show anymore. It's fun. I mean, I don't feel nervous, but I just feel very excited. It's like a nervous excitement, maybe. That's the way I would phrase it.
When you first saw a show ever at the Fox as a child, do you remember what that show would have been?
Oh, gosh. You know, I couldn't tell you my first show at the Fox. I'm trying to think. Jeez, that must have been so long ago. I mean, I remember seeing countless tours at the Fox, though, especially when I was very young, and just being blown away by the scope and the size of the productions that come through the Fox. And it was a little intimidating at a younger age. So it's very interesting to have those tables turned and know that, you know, out there there's some little boy who is just like me who's kind of like, wow, I could, like, maybe one day I'll be in a show at the Fox and be able to play to this humongous, beautiful theater. And it's very exciting.
Are you going to be able to do anything else during the time you're in St. Louis?
You know, what I'm really looking forward to is we're actually doing a benefit for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS on January 25th. And if you don't know, Broadway Cares is this really great organization that helps people suffering from HIV across the country and donates to tons and tons of AIDS and family service organizations. But the benefit is actually going to be at my old high school, John Burroughs, in the new Performing Arts Center. So I'm very, very excited to go back to my old stomping grounds and get to perform for everyone there.
How often would you say you're on stage during the show?
I'm on stage for a pretty good chunk of the show. I go back and forth very frequently from Oscar, who's my main character, and Ike, who is my newsy character. And especially in Act One, I'm constantly changing between the two characters each scene. And that was actually the hardest part of the show, first coming into the show, figuring out when I was wearing what costumes and figuring out how to make those quick changes. I think my first quick change is about 30 seconds long.
30 seconds? How do you do that?
That change happens halfway through carrying the banner because I start the show as Ike, my newsy character, and I'm in this newsy costume, and I run off stage, and I frantically take it off, and then I have one of our wardrobe people standing next to me holding the costume ready for me, and it's a pants and a shirt that are snapped together, so it's kind of like a onesie, and then they help me Velcro it up, put my tie on, and I run back on stage.
As Oscar, do you have any lines?
Yeah. I have a good deal of lines.
Can you say any? Just pick one.
What is my favorite line that I say? But just in case, I've been polishing my favorite brass knuckles. I like that one.
What's the context for that?
So let's see. Me and my brother Morris have just dragged Jack into the cellar in Act Two, and we're trying to intimidate him.
What if the Delanceys come out swinging? Will we hear it?
No! When you got 100 voices singing, who can hear a lousy whistle blow? And the world will know that this ain't no game, that we got a ton of rotten fruit and perfect Dame. So
and I tell him, like, if you misbehave, I'm gonna beat you up. And I have my brass knuckles, and I'm not afraid to do it. It's kind of fun being the bad guy sometimes.
Yeah, so you have to, like, kind of switch your attitude back and forth between the newsy character and the Oscar bad guy character.
Yes, very much so, because my newsy character is very, I make him very youthful and very optimistic, and the Oscar is slightly prone to violence, and he's not optimistic. I think he's very tired and very weary of his job.
Is it difficult to switch back and forth?
No, not really. It's definitely a fun challenge. But once you step on stage in that costume and you take a deep breath and you step into that character, it transitions pretty quickly.
And you mentioned that you were the understudy for Jack.
Mm-hmm. I've done Jack 5 times.
What was that like?
It's amazing. Jack is really an unbelievable role. It's really like the Mama Rose equivalent of roles from my age range for guys.
Planting crops, splitting rails, swapping tails around the fire, except for Sunday when you lie around all day. Soon your friends are more like family, and they's begging you to stay. Ain't that neat?
It's an amazing journey that he goes on from being this, you know, this like kind of fake tough kid who leads this ragtag gang of newsies who sell papers to really becoming an adult and being someone who can who was able to have a face-to-face conversation with Joseph Pulitzer to convince him to lower his prices. 10,000 kids in the square. You know, definitely the first time I went on, I was a little overwhelmed. But once I did it a few more times, I felt very comfortable. And the cool thing about Jack is that he's very he doesn't really care what other people think, and he's gonna do whatever he thinks is right. And if other people don't think that's okay, or if he screws up, then he doesn't really care. So it's interesting to like go into that mindset similarly and say, all right, I'm going to go out there and play Jack Kelly tonight. Even though I'm the understudy and I don't get to do this very much, even if I screw it up, I'm just going to have to keep going and I'm just going to do it. Because it's just interesting to kind of share that mindset.
So after the run of Newsies is over, what do you think's next for you?
You know what? Right now I'm just enjoying the ride, enjoying seeing new places and places that I've never been. So who knows what's next?
That's actor and Ladue native Alex Bracken talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler. Bracken, who is 23, is in the cast of Newsies, which opens at the Fox Theater tonight and runs through the end of the month. It will be Bracken's first time performing on the Fox Theater stage. Coming up, how is the Missouri History Museum reacting to the Rams' departure from St. Louis? We'll find out next. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.